ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting and informative question, which is very significant. And this is a question that has been discussed in a lot of sciences and in a lot of disciplines. That question is related to the reason for the downfalls of a civilization. As you know, this is something that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran describes civilization as a living entity. In fact, it describes it. The Quran says it's every these civilizations are born. They grow, right? And in this growth, they undergo a series of transformations, and then they begin to decline, eventually, and finally, they terminate and they finish and they die. Actually, it's interesting that the Quran, it actually uses the word ajal or death, which is the same term that it uses for human beings, right? Now, is this a case where the Quran is using a word metaphorically, or no? Is it that according to God and according to the Quran, civilizations, they're actually living entities, right, with a soul, you know, that are born and then, they change and then they decline and then they finally die. That's something that should be examined in its relevant place in the Quranic sciences. We don't want to go into that. A lot of Quranic commentators, and I don't want to mention any specific names here, they are of this opinion. In any case, the topic that we want to specifically discuss today is the causes for the downfall of a civilization. Let's look at the Quran. First of all, let's begin our discussion with the Holy Quran. Look at what the Quran says in this regard. And then we can turn to the Hadith so that we can get a general Islamic answer to this question. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we'll limit our discussion to one of the verses of the Quran. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "We would never destroy the towns except when their people were wrongdoers." In this verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty mentions wrongdoing or zulm as the thing that leads to the eventual downfall and the destruction of a civilization. Obviously, there's no civilization which is free of wrongdoing, completely free of it. To the extent, just like there's not anybody who is completely healthy. Everybody has some sort of ailment or one or another. And nobody is physically perfect, but to the extent that this, wrongdoing, it increases to that extent, destruction, comes about. Now let's turn to the hadith and let's see what we can find in the hadith regarding this subject. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following in a very informative and interesting hadith. He said, "There are two destructive features: giving verdicts to people with your own opinion and to yield to something that you do not know." Right? So let's start with the second one. The second one is very interesting. To yield to something that you do not know. What does this refer to? Superstitions, right? Starting when we start to believe in certain things without adequate and sufficient proof and reason, right? Which is what a superstition is, basically. It becomes dogma for us, and we begin to defend it and to support it without corroborating it. This is one of the things that leads to the destruction of society. Thank you for joining us here on The Key we were looking at the causes of the destruction of civilization in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.